The UN has declared 2017 the International Year of Sustainable Tourism, and just in time to celebrate a new adventure travel app that's part environmental guide, part competition. It's called Adventure Junkie. It's from Australian adventurers Fuchsia Claire Sims and Nigel Malone, who wanted to give environmentally conscious travelers some tools. And Fuchsia Claire Sims joins us by Skype from Sydney, Australia. Welcome.
Hello, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. Well, that would be one place I'd want to go, Australia. But we understand the content for the app is user-generated. People send stuff in. They submit trips, and your staff curates it. And the trips, what, they can't leave a big mark on the planet?
Yeah, look, it's really important for us that not only the adventures people are doing are obviously really high on experience and exciting, but equally that they're as low on impact as possible.
Well, how do you do that? Because, you know, there are some people who say, do not travel because it's the emissions from airplanes and cars and trains that, you know, are leading to global warming. But then others say, no, travel is a driver of the economy in countries that need the tourism. So obviously you fall down on the travel side. But how do you limit your footprint?
One of the first things we did is we looked at best practice. And we've been doing a lot of work with a group called the Adventure Travel Trade Association, and they've helped us set up some really true guidelines around, you know, the types of adventures we're looking for. So it's about buying local, how are staff treated, looking at different awards and accreditations that operators and particularly even destinations have in place for how they're handling tourism. So we're always looking for, I guess, the hero destinations and regions that are making a big effort in this regard. Because it's important when travelers come to a destination that that experience holistically is being done very well.
Right. You don't want to arrive on your trip and find out that there are protesters standing there because you're interrupting an animal migratory pattern.
Absolutely. And that's where we like to empower our users.
We know you're not as interested in the trips that everybody makes because there are some areas that are over-traveled.
Yes. And I mean, I think that's one of the funnest parts of particularly being involved in this business. And that's when I wake up and I can see some of these incredible experiences that are being added by my users, you know, from volcano surfing in Nicaragua.
Wait. Volcano surfing?
Yeah. So you literally climb up these volcanoes. I don't think they're active.
Okay.
And you will put yourself on a board and go zooming down the side of the hill.
Oh, whoa. Tell us some others.
You know, and equally, it's not just extreme things. You know, there's things like walking a butterfly trail in Mexico, spending time on glaciers in Iceland and talking to geologists and really understanding what's going on with the environments around you. Another really great example is spending time with cultures. So sitting in Namibia with the Himba tribe and looking at their way of life and understanding their values.
Now, talk about the competition part. People can follow others. They can form tribes, but they compete. How does that work?
Games are really fun, and we're trying to help our audience be recognized for their adventurous achievements. When you go and do these adventures, and every single one of these on our site, we've given a point score. So once you complete an adventure on our system, you'll earn those points, and you'll move up a leaderboard. And yes, it's really friendly rivalry. You can choose to create a tribe of your friends, or equally, you can really try charging out there and go on and try and conquer Earth's number one adventure junkie.
By the way, who's number one right now?
There's a really interesting scientist called John Collins, and he goes on these exceptionally interesting adventures into antiquity and really into some unusual places all around through Asia. He's currently in Mexico at the moment. But even in our top 25, we've got interesting characters. A top adventurer in Australia called Justin Jones. He kayaked from Australia to New Zealand. He's got a world record for walking to the South Pole and back. But he's also just your average guy because 6 months before he went on that, he didn't even know how to ski.
This is great. When, by the way, people might be saying, well, how do you accrue points? How do you know? You've got your smartphone GPS that you can use or submit a photo, which means that you can also do this retroactively. If you've got pictures from, let's say, you're on top of Kilimanjaro a couple decades ago, that would be me, you can submit that?
You sure can. And it's funny you bring that up. We got a submission about a month ago from, 72. And it was someone actually going out spelunking in a canyon, and they had a photo of it.
Wow. Just a couple other trips that you can tell us about.
Kayaking with whales down in the Magellan Strait, which is in a tiny little island down in Tierra del Fuego at the bottom of South America. Crazy rivers to raft all through Austria. There's one called the Tyrol that's in absolutely crystal clear blue waters. camping and photography, and even festivals are really starting to come through the system a lot as well. And diving is a big one. Mm-hmm. And we also have interesting things that are like archaeological places like the Nazca Lines in Peru, or ecological things like glacial museums in Norway, to, you know, street arts in the Mission of San Francisco. So it really is a broad, broad range. For us, I guess we define adventure as a combination of three things. So it's nature, culture, and physical activity, and going for those meaningful and authentic experiences that you can have in small, low-impact groups.
That's Fuchsia Claire Sims, one of the developers of the Adventure Junkie travel app, with her partner Nigel Malone. She joined us by Skype from Sydney, Australia. Fuchsia, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.